Hello and welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host. And my guest today, old friend, we go back several years.
Probably 20 or so, don't we, Chris?
Yeah, I think so. With me, I have Ross Rawling. Welcome, Ross.
Chris, thank you so much. It's good to be back, good to be home, and good to be here this morning.
How long have you been a Hoosier?
Oh, gosh, coming up on 15 years now.
Now, I said, listeners, I said Hoosiers, not Hooner, all right? So, just so you know.
Not loser either, right?
Yeah.
Until later this afternoon when basketball starts happening, I'll be a loser then, guaranteed.
Yes, and you've been coming back here for March Madness.
Every year.
Yeah.
Don't miss it.
Yeah. And usually you start off, I mean, you started coming to Georgia's, and you were kind of like the guy, right?
I don't know
Front
about
and
that.
Center, took care of all the TVs.
We just like to watch hoops, you know, and this, I feel like this county and community really celebrates the NCAA tournament like nobody else. It's, I always tell people in Indiana, it's like a who's who, right? Guys you haven't seen for, you know, till since last year.
Right.
They're out. Yeah. That day, you know, you'll come back home and you'll see some of your closest friends and you'll see people throughout the year. But these 4 days.
It is a holiday.
People are out.
Yeah.
You know, and they're having a great time. And, you know, since you sold the bar, Andy's doing a great job up there. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, you got the gym bar rocking, the bowling alley rocking. It's just a great atmosphere here in Jersey County these 4 days. And, you know, I can't imagine taking in the tournament anywhere else.
Yeah. You know, in Georgia's, it's not because I put it together, but one of my main things was for that day, for that weekend, you know, because you can sit anywhere in the place and you can see five TVs.
Totally.
And have all the games going on one time.
It's a great spot.
Yeah.
We've spent a lot of time in there just yesterday.
So. Yeah. So a little bit update, Ross. You went to Jersey High School and graduated
2005.
All right. And then off to college, SIU?
Southern Illinois, yep. Was a Saluki for 4 years, and then...
And you went in television and radio biz, or went to school for that.
Yeah. So I got interested in radio and television in high school. Really, my dream job, I mean, you mentioned basketball. I wanted to be the guy on the road, you know, in Norman, Oklahoma on Tuesday night and then somewhere on Saturday night, you know, calling college basketball. That's what I wanted to do.
Okay.
And so in high school, I was fortunate. Cliff Kaminsky, you know, great mentor. He and Brian Brown actually really got me into that avenue, right? So I actually took a couple communications classes with Cliff. Uh-huh. And then Brian Brown was he got me into calling games. So I called some games in high school, decided that's what I wanted to do, and went off to Southern Illinois to try to pursue it.
Okay.
And
how was that going to SIU for television radio?
Great experience. So they really do a great job down there with giving students opportunities while in school to actually do it. I'm a big believer. You got to do it.
Hands on.
You got to do it. You know, I mean, in the construction business, you know, you got to do it, right? You got to teach guys, show
you know
them
what?
And teach them and let them go, right?
Yeah. And what I'd always have to do is I had to do things no matter what it was. I needed to do it myself to figure out what was the best way to do it
sure.
and the most efficient way to do it.
Right.
You know, and then after that, I'd teach my guys, this is the way I want it done.
Yeah.
Know? And we just stick to the program.
Yeah, right. So I was fortunate in college to be able to do, I did a little radio. A couple buddies of mine, Matt Schultz and Craig Roberts, I'm still friends today. I was just shooting some text over to Matt yesterday. And we did a 2-hour sports talk show every week called Running the Floor.
2 hours?
Yeah, 2-hour talk show every Monday.
On the radio, 2 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So we had callers. We gave away a pizza every week. You know, it was just a little local sports talk radio show, and we got on and talked sports for 2 hours every week, so that was cool. And then also just had more opportunities.
And this was all in college.
Yeah.
You did this.
Yep. Okay. Had more opportunities open up in the television business. That's just kind of the way it broke for me. I never meant to go into TV particularly, but there just seemed to be more opportunity at Southern Illinois to anchor sports on the local news.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I did. I did, as a freshman, backed up the sports anchors and then got a live role later on in school and four nights a week. I believe it was three or four nights a week to WSIU. They do a live broadcast on PBS down in Southern Illinois. So it's kind of the, it's that same, like, put your feet to the fire, right? At 5 o'clock, we're live. So figure it out or don't. You're gonna sink. But five o'clock,
sink or swim.
It's going on. Yeah, this isn't taped anymore. So it was fun. That was a good experience.
Yeah,
Southern Illinois was great. Really good.
How'd you end up in Terre Haute? And you've been there for how many years?
Almost 15.
Yeah.
So I graduated from Southern in 2009, and I was just shotgunning resumes to every TV station in the country that had anything open for a sports anything. I was going to go wherever the job was to get my foot in the door, I was going to go there. So whether that was a main anchor job in Dallas that I had no business applying for, or a production assistant in Bozeman, Montana, I was shooting them out, right? But the economy wasn't great in 2009.
No.
I remember logging on to a site that I'd subscribed to called TVjobs.com, and it was just a listing site, right? Just job listings in the business. And there'd be days you'd get on there and there's 16 jobs in the whole country.
Yeah.
Open. So it was over a year. I moved back home, was fortunate enough to go to work at KMOV. As a broadcast assistant, right? But man, talk about working around some pros. I mean, I was just a little lowly. I was sorting scripts and writing web stories, right? Not doing anything that is of importance. But, you know, every evening chit-chatting with Larry Connors and Vicki Newton about the TV business, right? Just true pros and great producers, great reporters. Chris Negus is still in the business. He's fantastic. He's a big shot at scripts out of Cincinnati now. So it's just all this talent at KMOV at the time. And I was there, I don't know, 9 months, 10 months.
Uh-huh. Then things started breaking loose.
And I got a call from Terre Haute. I got a call from Terre Haute, Indiana. I had never heard of Terre Haute, Indiana. turns out, you know, being from Jerseyville and liking to get back often, Terre Haute's only 3 hours away. It's right across I-70. It's right on the state line. You know, we always went west when I was a kid. We went to the Ozarks, or we went, you know, that direction. I had no idea where Terre Haute even was. But now I do. I've worn out 70 quite a bit over the last 15 years. And went to work at WTHI-TV as a weekend sports anchor there. A guy named Rick Semler, who's still in the market and still he dominates sports coverage over in that area. He gave me a shot. And
is there a university?
Indiana State, would be the big one, which last year their basketball team kind of made some noise, and of course they're kind of famous for the Larry Bird run against Magic Johnson. That was the big deal at Indiana State back in the 70s. And Rose Holman University is also there, which is an unbelievable engineering school, one of the best in the country. I know there's been some local guys come through there since I've been in Terre Haute. And then St. Mary of the Woods College is
there. So you had plenty of content there.
Yeah, tons. High school's a big deal there. Indiana's a basketball state, you know, and Indianapolis, an hour away.
Are they still one-class system?
It's not.
No.
No, they changed that. I actually never covered a one-class system. That had changed before I even moved out there. But people talk about it a lot still, how they wish it was back that way. You know, I mean, Hoosiers, right, is the whole –
Right,
that's the whole deal. You get your shot at the big guy, no matter where you're coming from. So,
yeah, my cousin was, they were living in Indiana, and their team made it to, it was out at a Catholic school, St. Mary's, and they made it to the, just 1A, right? But they made it to the championship game, and we went, well, all the family, we went to the game. They lost, but it was pretty cool.
Oh yeah, it's a nothing like high school hoops in Indiana. They call it Hoosier Hysteria, and and you see the Hatchet House in Washington is the coolest place I've ever covered a game. Washington, Indiana.
Yeah,
it's the Zeller family's from there. I don't know if you the NBA players. They all three boys, 7-footers, played in the NBA.
Super.
So I covered Cody, the youngest. He was the first big story I got to cover out there actually was where he was going to go to college. He was picking between North Carolina, Indiana, or Butler. Of course, he chose Indiana, played for Tom Crean, played on some really, really good teams there, won a lot of games, and then got drafted in the top 10. And I think he's still playing in the NBA today. So, but the Hatchet House is it's like 10,000 seats, old gym. Everybody's up above the floor. It's an unbelievable environment. And when those guys were there and they never lost, the whole team's or the whole town's, you know, showing up and filling that thing up. No kidding. I mean, talk about an intimidating environment for a high school team to come in and play. 10,000 people that hate your guts up above the up above playing. Not to mention this 7-footer you got to try to figure out what to do with him. So it, but it's like the 8th largest gym in Indiana. So there's some really big.
I wonder if that's where I went to.
I can't remember,
but it was an old gym. I mean, it looked old.
Yeah. Oh, you know? So Newcastle is the biggest gym in the country. That's in Indiana. That's where Steve Alford went to school. Okay. And they do a big event every year where they have 4 really good teams kind of come in and play a little, you know, showdown in there. And but there's a lot of them. I mean, Kokomo's big. You can go down the list. There's 5,000-6,000 capacity.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Ross Rawlings in studio today, and been in TV, radio for the last 20 some years.
Yeah, really. Since 05,
and guess, in some back capacity. For a visit in Jersey today, you know, today and over the weekend. Always comes back for NCAA the tournament, March Madness. Now you were in television for how many different companies you work for?
So I only worked for one. Well, I worked for one station. We changed companies a few times over the years. We had different ownership, but one station, WTHI-TV out of Terre Haute. We're a CBS and Fox affiliate there. Mm-hmm. Anchored sports for 4 years and then moved into the sales world.
Do you know we're a Fox affiliate now?
No, I didn't.
WJBM?
Congratulations. Yeah. That's excellent. Yeah. Big time sports coverage there.
Yeah.
That's great.
So all this, and you were going in heavy. But just recently, you opened your own business.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
So things in the TV world, you know, the last 6 months or so, we're going into a non-political year. So revenues are going to be down in 2025 across broadcast TV.
Okay.
So a couple colleagues and I kind of looked at each other one day and we're like, you know what? We can go do this ourselves. We don't have to deal with this, you know, penny pinching. There's, you know, people getting laid off, the product suffering a little bit, you know, just nonsense that, you know.
Why was that? Too much overhead?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't have access to the books, you know, but right. Corporate greed is what it looks like to me.
Uh-huh.
You know, I know what I build. There's a lot of money coming through that place.
Yeah.
And, you know, to try and just trimming the fat back to where there's nothing there.
So what'd you do?
We started a company called Mammoth Marketing. So get a load of this. My two partners are great guys. One of them's actually in town this weekend with me. James Schmitz is his name. He has a background as a college basketball staff guy.
Okay.
So he was a director of operations for Indiana State basketball for years. Got out of that business because of the hours, the time, the, you know, that kind of thing. Was actually selling with us at WTHI for about a year and a half, but he is back to his operations roots for us. He kind of keeps the bus on the road, right?
Because
I'm a scatterbrain. I go out and I'm going out and I'm dealing with businesses and I'm selling.
Hey, but you're good behind the mic.
And we try to be, right? we sell, we write scripts and we create commercials and we're working with these business owners. But when it gets time to, you know, send a bill and get bills paid, that's his department, you know? So he's great at that. He keeps us on the road. And then my other partner, get a load of this radio name, Ed Zeppelin.
Yeah.
Famous in Terre Haute radio guy.
Yeah.
Did radio guy for 20 years. Opened a station out there. Got out of the radio business. He was in TV sales for about 10, 12 years as well. Really familiar. His wife's a assistant general manager for a billboard company. So he's really a traditional media and talk about a good voice, man. So he's kind of my other colleague out there on the streets, working with the businesses. So the three of us all put in our notice right before Christmas this past year.
Yeah.
And we launched Mammoth Marketing. It's a one-stop shop for local business. You know,
so you're working in Indiana, you cover Terre Haute area.
We'll work anywhere. You know, the natural progression is Terre Haute, right? Because we had all these TV clients. We took over 50 clients with us when we left.
Oh boy, I bet they didn't like that.
It's just really, you know, it's just relationships. You know, they don't want a new rep. They want to work with us. I hope,
okay.
You know,
okay.
If you're good at it, they want to work. They want to work with you if you treat them right. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, so now I always told people, if you want us to still be your Channel 10 rep only, we can still be your Channel 10 rep only. You deal with me. The only difference is the name on the check. You're writing it to us. We pay your bill for you instead of you paying the station. But also, you know, we can be, you want to work with one person for your TV and your radio and your digital, which is booming, and your promo items and your billboards, and you need some videos made for a long form presentation you're doing, or and, right? Just whatever we can do to take the pressure off of a business's marketing department, that's what we're there to do. We kind of believe that a lot of small businesses, especially, you can't really justify a marketing position. It doesn't make sense to have a person 40 hours a week doing marketing. Mm-hmm. But the owner doesn't have time. You know, they don't want to mess with it. They can't mess with it. I mean, right. you own businesses. You kind of.
Oh, I was always, somebody else was always.
Yeah.
And we went through them too.
Yeah. So with us, you know, you're not paying us anything just to be on hand for you, right? Unless you're wanting to do something, that's when we make our money, is if you're putting an ad spend together.
And so go over what all you cover as a media company.
So
TV,
first and foremost, a TV buy, right? That's the most natural thing. We've been doing it for years. So that's the most easy, natural. You call us up. We want to be on TV. Cool. We'll get you there. We make you a commercial. We mm-hmm. can get you on with whatever station you want to be on and do that. Radio buys.
Yeah.
Obviously somebody from here calls up and says, I want to be on the radio in Jerseyville, Illinois. I'm calling you, Chris. We're going to get rates and we're going to get them on.
Cool.
The digital world is fascinating and changing all the time.
Yeah.
There's a product out right now. It's the acronym's OTT, stands for over the top. But picture streaming, right? So a lot of people have cut the cord on cable and they're streaming, whether it's a free streaming service, right? And that's how they're consuming their television.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that's Roku or Samsung TV or Sling.
Or YouTube TV.
YouTube TV, yeah. That commercial is going to go into your household. And you're going to see it, but instead of, like, you picture like you buy a spot in the 6 o'clock news, lots of houses are watching it, right? And it mm-hmm. runs one time and lots of people see it. This is all priced off one-on-one views. So you're determining the audience you want. So you're picking men and women, 25 to 65 within this certain zip code area.
Yeah.
And it's conceivable that you're watching, you know, gun smoke on your Roku.
Yeah.
And your neighbor's watching
how'd
the same thing.
How'd you know that?
Am I typecasting a little bit? And you get two different ads, right? Because the ad for you is intended for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ad for your neighbor is intended for their hobbies and interests. And
it's the ads that come on and the clock starts ticking.
Yep.
Like 5 seconds.
That's it.
5 seconds, 10 seconds, 20 seconds.
Exactly.
And you're selling that too.
Yeah. So you just set a budget with that and then you place it within a certain zip code area. So, I mean, we've got a couple clients in North Carolina, a couple clients here. A couple in Florida. I mean, anywhere, the digital, it's endless. I mean, you can put it anywhere in the world. So really, really a neat thing.
What do you see, what's on the forefront as far as digital advertising? Do you see anything coming? I know that's cool, that's new, but it's been there a little bit. So
the AI invention, that's an interesting thing.
Yeah.
I kind of hope it doesn't develop a whole lot further, because
now you guys,
it's crazy.
I'm sure you use AI, don't
you? We try not to.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, we like to do it. Mistakes happen, I think, in AI. You know, when you really get into it, it's hard. You need a person behind it, making
sure.
decisions and things. And one of my partners is vehemently against AI, so we try not to use it unless we. But everything.
Why is he so against it?
I think he sees down the road it could paralyze the working force
in the business
for everyone in the world. I mean, if you can just program something to do everything, why would you have staff? You know, I mean, if it got that sophisticated and developed, I mean, think of a factory. If all the machines are programmed, why do you need anybody to run them?
Well, you got a point.
And you lay off 600-700-1,000 people, and now what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no place for them to go. So,
but it's going to be a hard time. It's going to be hard to stop it.
It is.
I don't know
yeah,
if you're going to stop it.
I don't know that you're going to either.
I don't know. I kind of think that, you know, maybe it'll be like the internet, you know.
Yeah.
Which
is a big deal.
Internet's a big deal as well.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
But you guys are doing, you do billboards and logos as well.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you need. I mean... Billboards, that's been an interesting learning curve for me. I'm a video guy by trade,
right?
Right? So somebody wants a billboard and they want to put all this content on a billboard.
Can't do it.
You can't.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
You got like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Two seconds.
You bet 7 words or less, right? That's what they always say. And I think it's less than that, to be real honest with you. The best billboard I've ever seen, there's a bank in Terre Haute called First Financial Bank. And it's branched throughout the Midwest now. It's a huge, huge business. They had a billboard for years going down 3rd Street in Terre Haute. And all it was is this shield, which was their logo. Mm-hmm. That everybody knew because it was everywhere.
Yeah.
And all it said was free checking. Yep. That's it.
Nothing else.
No big message. No
pictures.
Here we are.
Just free checking.
Free checking. And there.
Why did you think that was the best?
Because you remember it. You know it. How many times do you drive down the road? You pass billboards. Everywhere you go, you're passing a billboard, right? Yeah. But man, you can't really tell a story about your business on a billboard. I think it's a supporting piece most of the time. Who's the best marketers in the world, Chris? McDonald's.
Yeah.
Right.
The Arches. So
this has been a few years ago, but at that point in time, McDonald's spent more money on billboards than anyone in the world. And I want to say the percent of their budget that went to billboards was like 15%.
Yeah.
Cause they spent so much on broadcast.
Right.
To tell you who they are, that when you're driving down the interstate and all you see are those arches, you know who they are. And now you know, I'm in the mood for a Big Mac. Peel off and get one, right?
Right.
All it is the arches. You've already seen the commercials, you know, for over and over and over and over and over. You know exactly the McRib's back, you know, whatever it is, right? You know exactly what they've got going on right now. They've done that through video, through broadcast with messaging and a marketing team that I'm sure is just outstanding and creative and very, very good, right? But they've built that message in for you to where when you see their sign, you know who they are. But imagine that flip-flopped to where if they had all that money into these billboards and they're trying to tell you all these things on a billboard.
Yeah, I got you.
You can't do it.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, any last words of wisdom before we wrap this interview up?
I want to thank you for the time today. It's always great to talk with you, Chris, and always great to be back in Jerseyville.
I always look forward to seeing you.
Fiance Nicole and I, we want to be back here at some point. You know, I think we have no doubt we'll retire here. We love Jersey County. We love Grafton and Jerseyville and lots of family and great friends still here. And, we get back often. And if there's any businesses out there that need a hand in marketing, call us. We're in town a lot. And
you're not hard to find.
Give us a shout. Yeah, I'm easy. Real easy. I'm in the business of getting my cell phone number handed out to people, Chris. So if anybody needs it, you just forward it on along. And
all right.
See you around.
Good to see you, Ross.
Thank you,
Take
buddy.
Take care. Bye.